Grand jury faults GUHSD over mental health gap. Padres rout Baltimore behind rookie homer. A San Diego County civil grand jury report published June 2nd found that Grossmont Union High School District's 2023 decision to change mental health providers was based on a misrepresentation of referrals to services for transgender youth. The board's decision left students without access to 6 mental health clinicians and a suicide prevention program for 4 months. The grand jury issued 10 recommendations to the district's governing board. The report surfaces amid broader legal pressure on the district. GUHSD is facing 2 lawsuits filed in San Diego Superior Court alleging an anti-LGBTQ+ agenda. One brought by 9 former school librarians who lost their positions last school year and are suing for discrimination. And a second filed by Tenzin Peeling, a former Special Education Department director, alleging harassment and retaliation. Santee School District, by contrast, is expanding opportunity. The district received a $215,000 grant to launch a career technical education program for 7th and 8th graders, with an inaugural 12-week digital media elective set to begin in fall 2026. The program was developed in partnership with Grossmont Union High School District teachers, with health science and ICT electives to follow in 2027-28. Santee School District is reportedly one of only approximately 100 school districts nationwide performing at or above pre-pandemic academic levels in both math and reading, and the only San Diego County district to achieve that distinction. On the field, the Padres delivered a dominant performance Saturday, beating the Baltimore Orioles 9-3. Jackson Merrill and Samad Taylor both hit 2-run home runs in the first inning to stake San Diego to a 4-how lead. The blast was Taylor's first career MLB home run. 3 additional Padres hitters also went deep. The win moved San Diego to 36-33 on the season and 17-14 on the road, placing them second in the NL West. The teams wrap up their 3-game series at Oriole Park at Camden Yards on Sunday with first pitch at 5:35 p.m. Eastern. SDSU athletes Anna Magger and Jada Pierre both advanced to their respective event quarterfinals at the NCAA Outdoor National Championship in Fayetteville, Arkansas. World Cup activity is also energizing the region. The U.S. men's national team opened with a 4-1 victory over Paraguay on June 12th in Los Angeles under coach Mauricio Pochettino, while New Zealand's All-Whites have established San Diego as their tournament home base, training at the University of San Diego's Torero Stadium, with watch parties drawing crowds across the county, including in La Mesa.